It's Your Spirit FM 90.5. That was Mercy Me. Abby and Fernando here on the line with Mark Dufa of Catholic Charities. Mark, I know that you guys have been getting a lot of phone calls about the state taking in refugees and what the church says about that. Can you clear some things up and help us out a little bit?
Sure. Obviously, the nation is in an uproar about this subject, and it's sad and unfortunate. Unfortunately, the bishops now are really beginning to help clarify exactly where we stand as the church on the issue of refugee resettlement. And I think it's important to everybody to understand that the United States and Catholic Charities resettles refugees of all faiths. Keeping some refugees out of this country based on their religion sends the wrong message to the rest of the world about who we are as Americans, as Catholics, as a church. We are a welcoming country with a religiously diverse society, and our resettlement programs should continue to reflect this. To not do so only feeds into this propaganda and makes us all less safe. We are a welcoming community, especially here in the Tampa Bay area. Mm-hmm. We have always been a welcoming community to people of all faiths, of all cultures, of all societies. And we, as Francis has clearly said when he was in America, when he addressed the Congress, implored all of us as Americans to remember the golden rule and to help refugees rather than view them as a problem. So
what do you say to people, though, who see this past week as a game changer and they say, I just don't feel safe anymore?
The one that's very confusing to a lot of people is the intense screening process that refugees go through to come to this country. So, you know, our bishops have issued statements on this particular subject. Refugees who come to this country must pass intense security checks, mm-hmm. multiple interviews by the State Department, by the Department of Homeland Security, by the Health and Human Services. So before they ever enter the United States, it takes 12 to 24 months of screening and intensive process that already exists. So I think maybe people don't understand that. Right. I know that's been a source of confusion to many people.
Right. Yeah. Well, Mark, we appreciate you clarifying that. And like I said, I know you're getting a lot of phone calls, a lot of questions. So let us know what we can do, again, to help you guys get the word out.
We want to remain a welcoming community, but we also want to make sure we're a safe community. So we are doing both. We can't do either or. We must do both.